brought to you by Penguin.
Tour de Force. My history-making Tour de France. Written and read by Mark Cavendish. To Peter, for your love and unwavering belief, your stories of strength through the last few years deserve their own book. You set an example for our kids to aspire to. Part 1. The Return. Chapter 1. 11th of October 2020. Wevelgem, Belgium. You won't find the first Tour de France record I ever set in any history book or almanac. I made my tour debut in 2007, and it was a decade before I got through a whole edition of cycling's greatest race without at some point shedding tears. I sobbed with joy, wept in sorrow, cried because I couldn't stand the agony of another pedal rev, and cried because I knew that for 3 weeks of the year, it was a pain I also couldn't live, couldn't conceive of life without. These tears were different. For one, we were at Gent-Wevelgem. Another race I'd dreamed of as a child, but one which, as an adult and participant, had brought me mainly heartache and frustration. Now, I was faced with the prospect of it being my last ever race as a professional bike rider. I blubbed almost those exact words as I crossed the line, and against my better judgment, pulled up in front of a Belgian TV network's microphone in the mix zone. Mark Cavendish, it was a really hard day for you. The interviewer couldn't see the pools of salt water collecting behind my shades. My body was trembling, like the voice that he was about to hear. I can see you're quite emotional. How was your day? I pulled off my glasses and wiped my eyes. That was perhaps the last race of my career, so I'm a little bit... My throat was closing. More tears welled. Do you really think that could be your last race? The interviewer persisted as I took cover behind my glasses again and made to ride away. Maybe, I blubbered as I went, leaving his last question hanging in the autumn air. Until a few hours, or certainly a few days earlier, the notion of retirement hadn't remotely entered my head. Yes, I had turned 35 in May and was now clearly in my twilight years. I also hadn't won a race since February 2018. Not truly looked my old self in races since the summer of 2016, when I won 4 tour stages, an Olympic medal and the World Madison Championship with Bradley Wiggins. But I knew, understood, could explain the multitude of reasons for what had been one long private nightmare. The 2017 season wiped out by Epstein-Barr virus, the realisation in 2018 that I'd never been given time to recover, a team manager I despised, clinical depression, a straight from the cookbook, easy to follow recipe for total disintegration. Those close to me knew all about this, and there was no one closer to me professionally than Rod Ellingworth. As a young coach at British Cycling, he'd believed in me when others hadn't, principally because we shared the same credo. That the only line that mattered in cycling was the one painted on the road, the finish line, not anything you could see on a graph. Plotted with numbers from a test in a lab on a stationary bike. In 2020, after years at Ineos Grenadiers, formerly Team Sky, Rod was untethering himself from the mothership and his own mentor, Dave Brailsford, to take on the top job at another World Tour team, Bahrain McLaren. And, naturally, I went with him. It was going to be the hard reset I needed, in an environment with an entourage that would finally allow me to pick up where I'd lost the thread in 2016. I'd signed a 1-year deal, but Rod had also said that it was basically open-ended. I could retire at the end of 2020 and work for the team if that was what I wanted, or I could carry on racing with them for as long as I thought I had something to give. But, as I said, I hadn't given option one any serious consideration. The victories hadn't flowed, for reasons we'll discuss, and COVID torpedoed 4 months of the season. But throughout the spring and summer and into the last races of the rejig season in October, I had no real anxiety or uncertainty about continuing my career in 2021. Or about continuing it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?